Ryan studied the woman as the ex-prisoners neared. Her hair was as white as snow, and she looked ancient. Black eyes glittered behind the half-closed lids as they settled on Ryan's one blue eye. Then, the old woman smiled.
Ryan Cador.
You don't know me.
I do now, because Christy does.
Get her inside.
The prisoners appeared hesitant to enter the fort. There were only 9 of them left besides Florin. 4 men, the little girl, a small boy, and 3 women.
If you people want to stay out here, that's fine by me. Take your chances with the Chemstorm and the Coldhearts. But if you want to live, throw in with us.
We get inside that building, we'll be trapped like rats.
Your decision. But when this door shuts, it's not opening again.
Ryan stepped over to join JB, looking at Halleck and his group milling in the distance.
The man's got a hard decision to make all of a sudden. If he comes after us, he knows we aren't going to go down easy, and he's going to leave his flank open to the Baron's men.
None of the prisoners decided they wanted to take their chances on their own. They filed into the fort and helped secure the building against the coming attack, using the meager furniture to block the door and partially cover the windows to leave makeshift gun ports. Ryan started a fire in the fireplace, making sure the flue was open. Jack's preliminary exploration of the fireplace revealed that it was built under a shelf of flattened metal and couldn't be blocked up to smoke them out. They'd recovered 2 bows and quivers of arrows from the dead Coldhearts. Dean had come up with the idea of wrapping pieces of shirts around the arrow shafts and soaking them with fuel they found in a cabinet at the back of the building. The rain might soak most things, but Ryan had noticed that some of the wags had interiors that looked easily flammable. It gave them another weapon in their arsenal.
I still have 2 grands.
That gives us an edge, but that edge will come in the timing as well.
Ryan kept the companions manning the windows and armed his makeshift troops with the dead Coldhearts' weapons. They threw the stripped corpses outside. The bodies lay in front of the building, providing extra protection. After Ryan was satisfied that they were as ready as they were going to be, he crossed over to Mildred and Christy. Mildred had confiscated one of the pallets and had Doc place Christy on it. Before she'd been cryogenically frozen, Mildred had been a physician. The problem was, they didn't have much in the way of medical supplies.
How is she?
Still with us.
Christy twisted restlessly on the pallet, her mouth working. Doc approached and held one of her hands in his own, patting it gently.
Poor child. Whatever happened to her friend Ryan?
Ryan quickly explained how Christy had attacked him on the rooftop and told him about the woman trying to take over her mind.
Some kind of psychic attack?
She said the woman got into her mind. Now I've got that woman.
Florin lay on a pallet across the room, bound hand and foot, a gag in her mouth.
Not for long, you don't, Ryan. She's been shot in the chest. It's only a matter of time until she catches the last train to the coast.
When Christy wakes up, we'll see if we can get more answers. Right now, we have to concentrate on our own survival. Saving Christy, only to have us all die in this junkyard, is worthless.
Ryan, the Coldhearts have decided to give it up. They're pulling out.
Ryan walked over to the window and peered out. The rain had started to fall now, coming down in a fine mist that had to be a big factor in Halleck's decision. The wag led the way back into the rubble of the buildings around the junkyard. As soon as the slaggers pulled back from the front of the junkyard, though, the horsemen rode through the entrance. Ryan counted over 30 men.
Reinforcements, maybe. The group we saw earlier could have been part of a bigger party. Blaster fire might have attracted them.
Fire blast. We know those men aren't here for us, and they're obviously not here for the Coldhearts. That only leaves one thing.
The people in here with us.
Any of you know these people out here?
No one moved.
Get over here to the bastard window and look. If you can't see them from in here, I give you a chance to see them up closer when I kick you out of this building. I mean it. My survival and that of my friends comes first. Move it.
Every one of the adults they'd led into the building came up to the window and peered out. And all of them said they didn't know who the men were.
Maybe lying. Or maybe the person Baron's men look for, dead out there, they not know it.
Maybe. Here it comes.
Ryan watched the horsemen spread out around the stacks of rusted wags. They dismounted and unfurled heavy canvas tarps to create tented areas out of the wags. In minutes, they and their animals were safely out of the storm, though some of them were burned by the acid rain before they could get to shelter. Ryan watched the corpses of the Coldhearts he and Jack had killed. The rain began to peel away flesh, baring it to the white, gleaming bone beneath. The Baron's men remained in their makeshift shelters, but they kept a guard posted.
We could perforate their provisional habitats. Mayhap the rain itself would do what threat of our combined gunplay cannot.
More than likely, it'd just piss them off.
Break them out of those tents. And you give them bastard few places to go for protection from the chemstorm. Most likely place is this place.
True, friend Brian. But I heartily dislike feeling like poo in the honey jar, trapped as we are in this place. No matter how humble an abode this may be, there is no place like home.
Ryan glanced at the old man and saw the familiar signs of dementia at the edges of Doc's gaze.
You just hold steady, Doc. We'll get out of this just fine. We've been in tighter spots than this.
You know, there's something else we didn't consider that might have brought the Baron's men here.
You mean Florin? I've already been thinking about that.
No matter what it looks like now, that rain's gonna let up sooner or later. And if we can get those people off our asses now, it would be a good thing.
I want to make sure Christie's going to be okay before we give that woman to the Baron's people.
Best get it done.
Ryan kept the Sigsaura in his fist and drew the Panga with his other hand. He approached the old woman lying on the floor and dropped into a squat beside her. He hooked a finger behind the gag in her mouth and pulled it below her chin. He deliberately let the cold steel of the Panga's edge caress her throat with enough weight to draw a thin line of thick, dark blood. The woman's black eyes blazed.
You and I are gonna talk.
There's nothing I have to say to you.
Good. That means you're ready to listen. You've done something to that woman over there. Fucked her head up somehow. I mean to see her back the way she's supposed to be.
Ryan freed the woman's left hand, then stepped on her wrist, trapping it against the earthen floor.
Ah!
Her trapped hand moved weakly, like a dying spider trying to scuttle into hiding. Ryan was conscious of every eye in the room on him. If the other ex-prisoners had any idea what he was talking about, none of them showed it.
And what are you going to do if I don't?
I'm going to whittle you down to a more manageable size. I know ways that can make your dying a long time in coming.
Do you actually think you can frighten me?
Doesn't matter. I'm just telling you how it's gonna be.
Cut me, if you wish. I can put myself past the pain. And now that I have Christie with me, I don't have to be alone when I die.
I could throw you out there in that acid rain. You'll be alone then.
It won't matter. I've bonded myself with Christie. She is a part of me now, and I am a part of her. There's nothing you can do to prevent that.
Ryan glanced over at Mildred.
This woman's dying. Even if I had all the supplies I needed, and we could guarantee that she wouldn't be moved for a few days, she wouldn't make it.
You see, all you can do is hasten the inevitable. I'd consider it a favor. I don't like lying here, being weaker and more helpless than I've ever been.
When you die, maybe Christie will wake up and never remember you were even there.
Do you want to take that chance?
You're dying, bitch. I'd rather it was sooner to let me know what I'm dealing with while I'm trying to save our asses.
Christie is one of us. How you got her to give up her birthright is beyond me. And she's very strong.
You brought us here and mixed us up in this. It wasn't any of our business.
I couldn't die alone. Because then everything I've known would die with me.
You're losing her.
Like hell I am.
Ryan grabbed the woman.
The Chosen. The Chosen!
Christie stirred.
The Chosen.
The Chosen don't die alone. The Chosen. chosen don't die far from home without returning.
Christy lay there, her unseeing eyes directed at the ceiling overhead. Ryan backhanded Florin across the face.
You can't do that to her!
Jack swung his .357 to cover the man, who froze in place, making no effort to raise the .38 revolver he had.
Look, I don't want any trouble.
You got a funny way of showing it.
You fuckers is just as bad as them cold hearts.
A skinny woman with ratted hair and a bruise under one eye rose to her feet. The man who'd spoken up stepped over to shield the woman.
Mary, you stay out of this.
This woman has managed to hurt somebody I care about. Now you people, I don't even know. But I opened up the doors of this fort and let you in. And if there's a way to get you out of here, I aim to see you clear this mess. You get in my way, though, and I'm gonna put you outside.
You can't do that!
Mary!
Cleet! He can't do that! Don't you dare let him!
Then do what he says!
You can't let him hurt that woman anymore, either!
Do you know her?
No, mister. We don't know her. Until today, when them cold hearts jumped us and brought us here, we never saw her before.
Anybody else?
Ryan flicked his cold, one-eyed gaze from person to person, even looking at the children.
I know of her.
The man stood only a little above Ryan's shoulder, thick-set through his shoulders, but tapered at the waist and haunches, like a man accustomed to running or missing meals.